USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is urging Senate Democrats to support his $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. He reportedly spoke to many of them during a private luncheon on Tuesday. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has called a Republican-backed $600 billion relief bill too small. Senator Joe Manchin, considered a vital Democratic vote, says he wants to make sure that whatever ends up passing, there's input from the other side of the aisle. The West Virginia Democrat tells Fox News that he wants to ensure a bipartisan COVID relief package.
What I have told everybody, and I made it very clear from the President of the United States to all of my colleagues, we're going to make this work in a bipartisan way. My friends on the other side are going to have input. I'm not going to do it just down the lines of just saying party line vote. It has to make sense. And if it's out of the realm that makes sense and what we've worked on together, we've built too much trust up among each other to allow this to fall apart. So they can count on me to make sure that we do everything to make this bipartisan.
This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energized Health, and I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect, worse than death, erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. energizehealth.com.
Multiple FBI agents were shot Tuesday during an early morning raid in Florida. Lance Pry has more details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The FBI is reporting two of their agents were killed Tuesday morning and three others were wounded while trying to serve a search warrant in a child pornography case. It happened at 6 a.m. Eastern at a barricaded home in Sunrise, Florida, about 10 miles west of Fort Lauderdale. Two of the wounded agents were transported to the hospital and are in stable condition. No details of suspects or names of the fallen officers was given at this time. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the Senate has confirmed two more of President Biden's cabinet picks, approving Alejandro Mayorkas as Homeland Security Secretary and Pete Buttigieg as Transportation Secretary. Mayorkas becomes the first Latino and first immigrant to lead DHS. His approval also gives the department its first Senate-approved leader since Kirstjen Nielsen left in April 2019. Buttigieg also becomes the first Senate-approved LGBTQ cabinet secretary. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The legal team for former President Donald Trump formally responded to the article of impeachment against him Tuesday, calling the process to impeach an official who's out of office unconstitutional. In their brief, the president's lawyers deny that Trump incited the riots at the Capitol building on January 6th, where five people were killed. Democratic House impeachment managers also filed a brief Tuesday laying out their case for impeachment. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso tells PBS's NewsHour that he is in agreement with the former president's lawyers. Impeaching a president after they've left office is unconstitutional.
It's now coming to the Senate, and I believe that it's unconstitutional for us in the Senate to go through a trial of impeachment of somebody who is no longer in office, and the fact that the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court isn't going to preside tells me that it is not a legitimate process.
The Senate trial is set to begin next week. And the Los Angeles Angels have suspended their pitching coach, Mickey Callaway, after reports of inappropriate conduct surfaced against him. In a report from The Athletic, Callaway was accused of lewd behavior by five women, something Callaway has denied. All five women work in sports media, with the allegations spanning 5 years during his time as the Cleveland Indians pitching coach and a New York Mets manager. In a statement, the Angels said they'd work closely with MLB to conduct a full investigation. The team hopes to have the matter resolved quickly, possibly before the beginning of spring training. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.